She was wearing shorts and a turquoise blouse patterned with flamingos. Her white sneakers were tied together and swinging from her hand. She had washed her hair, and the ocean wind was blowing it dry, tangling it around her face. Howard's cottage, a mile down the beach, was nearly identical to her own. He was sitting on the porch, bent over a darkly finished wooden box. He was wearing white shorts and an orange plaid Madras shirt unbuttoned. His feet, like hers, were bare. He stood up as she drew near.
"Want some coffee?" he called. "I've been watching you walk down the beach."
"No thanks," she said.
"You sure? It's Irish coffee with a little jolt, if you know what I mean."
"Maybe in a minute." She climbed the steps and ran her hand over the polished mahogany box. "Is this a camera obscura?"
"It is," he said. "Come, take a look."
She sat down on the chair, still warm from his flesh, and looked through the aperture. The world was there, the long stretch of beach and the cluster of rocks, and a sail moving slowly in the horizon. Wind lifted in the piney casuarina trees, everything tiny and rendered in such sharp detail, framed and contained, yet alive, not static. Nora looked up then, blinking, and found that the world had been transformed as well. The flowers, so sharply drawn against the sand, the chair with its bright stripes, and the couple walking at the edge of the water. Vivid, startling, so much more than she'd realized. "Oh," she said, looking back into the box, "it's astonishing. The world is so precise, so rich. I can even see the wind moving in the trees." Howard laughed.
"It's wonderful, isn't it? I knew you'd like it."
She thought of Paul as an infant, his mouth rounded in a perfect O as he lay in his crib staring up at some ordinary amazement. She bent her head again to view the world contained, then looked up to see it transformed. Released from its surrounding frame of darkness, even the light was shimmering, alive. "It's so beautiful," she whispered. "I almost can't stand how beautiful it is."
"I know," Howard said. "Go. Be in it. Let me draw you."
She rose and walked out into the hot sand, the glare. She turned and stood before Howard, his head bent over the aperture, watching his hand move across the sketch pad. Her hair kindled. Already the sun was a hot, flat hand. And she remembered posing the day before and the day before that. How many times had she stood just this way? The subject and an object, too, posed to evoke or to preserve what really did not exist, her true thoughts locked away. So she stood now, a woman reduced to a perfect miniature of herself, every fact of her cast by light onto a mirror. The ocean wind, warm and damp, moved in his hair, and Howard's hands, with their long fingers and trim nails, moved quickly as he sketched her, fixing her image on the page.